They are an asset for the state of Illinois. However, they've been stress assets. They've been stranded assets because they have not been clearing the market. They provide clean energy for the state of Illinois. And because of the inability for the state legislature to pass legislation to, you know, address this issue, Exelon made the announcement last night. I received the phone call we all dread getting, and it's devastating, you know, economically to our region. It's devastating to the state of Illinois, whose goals is to reduce our carbon footprint.
Yeah. We're talking nearly 1,000 jobs. I last number I saw was around 800 or 900, and the millions of dollars that gets pumped into the school districts. I mean, this is a huge loss, Sue.
It's hard for people to imagine, except for the people that actually live here and have seen the plants, just the magnitude of the footprint of the plant, the magnitude of, you know, the cars that are parked in the parking lots. There are 800 permanent jobs, people going to work at the plant every day. That's just at Dresden. And they're permanent, good-paying, highly skilled level jobs. Not to mention the union jobs, which we have working in these plants as well, IBEW, the pipe fitters, carpenters, laborers, all of the unions are working at the plants. We have many people that are nuclear engineers that are working at our nuclear power plants that live in the area. These are really good-paying, highly skilled jobs that now are being threatened because of the announced closure, mainly because of Springfield's inability to pass a legislation that acknowledges that nuclear is clean energy.
Is there any way we can go back now and implement new legislation and have Exelon say, okay, we're not going to close now?
Well, I did ask Kathleen last night from Exelon that very question. They are committed to doing what they can. I mean, Exelon is a company that is that takes care of its employees, that takes care of the communities that it represents, that is, you know, really just a huge supporter in our communities. They feel, when they announce the closure of this, it is, you know, it's very difficult for them. They're very invested in the area. So I did ask that same question. Yes, there is an opportunity to, in the next during veto or next legislative session, to pass legislation that the company will look at that will allow them to be competitive in the power market while producing carbonless energy. That possibility is still there, but because of the announcement today, and the window is closing. We have a very defined time. I'll be honest with you, Exelon has been consistent in their narrative to their stockholders and to the SEC for the past year or so. And unless we get legislation passed that acknowledges nuclear as clean energy in the state of Illinois, which is what we want. We want a portfolio that reduces our carbon footprint. Then they will have to close plants. So we have an opportunity, but we also are against the clock now. There's a deadline. There's a timeline for us to pass legislation. And, you know, let's talk about not only the 800 permanent jobs, but there's so many people, we call them one-off jobs, that work at these plants during outages. They move from plant to plant, update the plants. So it affects many more people than 800.
As we all know, you're a senator, but as we all know, the leader of the House, Mike Madigan, is one that can get this ball started. What has his stance been on nuclear energy in the past?
Well, you know, he has been open. He has, again, as we know, the big bills have to get the Speaker's blessing. We did pass FEJA several years ago. FEJA was a bill. It was an energy bill that helped to keep the Clinton plant and the Quad plant, the Quad City nuclear plant, open. They were stressed as well, and they were in dire straits and potentially going to be closed as well. So, you know, we're at the point where we still have We have six nuclear power plants that are operating in the state of Illinois, probably the most of any state in the entire country. Half of our power comes from nuclear energy. The renewable energy people, the wind and the solar, have acknowledged that in order to get to their carbonless footprint that they would like to get to, they cannot achieve that goal without nuclear. Mm. So, you know, this is an incredible asset. I talked about the regional impact, which is absolutely devastating for all of us, not just the people in Morris, but the people regionally. Many people live in Plainfield that work at the plants, or Joliet, or Shorewood, or you know, the list goes on and on. They're working at these nuclear power plants. But let's talk about the importance as well of having this asset, the nuclear fleet, open and helping us to reduce our carbon footprint. Once they're announced and they start decommissioning, they will never reopen. Yeah. Never reopen.
One final question. What about Braidwood? I'm worried about Braidwood, too.
I'm worried about all of the plants. Yeah. So today, Exelon announced Dresden and Byron, which will be devastating for the Rockford area. Yep. But certainly, the company has been consistent in its message to the shareholders and the SEC that unless we pass legislation, all of the plants are in jeopardy of being closed down. So I've already talked with my leaders, Representative Welter, Nancy Norton here locally, Dr. Bug. His school district is directly affected by the Dresden closure. They receive half of their property tax from Dresden. Mm. I do believe, though, we have the right people that have been talking about this scenario for 3 years, that we can come together, can form a coalition, and we're going to need everyone's help on the ground to form a grassroots coalition to, again, push my colleagues who don't understand the impact and the importance of the nuclear fleet to pass legislation to keep these nuclear power plants open.
Yeah. If your colleagues all had nuclear power plants that were closing down in their districts, they would be, you know, right there in line with you. State Senator Sue Resnick out of Morris, thank you very much for your time this morning. Please keep us updated.
Thanks for having me.